Within the tangled mass of swirling, looping, black and grey lines, taking up the cream canvas of this long, dynamic, abstract painting, nearly 19 feet wide and only 2.5 feet high, almost vertical, thicker black lines at more or less regular intervals, with blobs at top and bottom, suggest a frieze of frenzied dancers. This sense of rhythm is heightened by evenly spaced patches of yellow and blue and smaller blotches of red, purple and other colours. The work is called Summertime No. 9A and the American artist Jackson Pollock created it in 1948 by literally dancing, or at least moving rhythmically around the canvas laid flat on the floor, dripping and flinging house paint from a stick or brush handle, or pouring it direct from the can. Here he is talking about his method.
I paint on floor, and which isn't unusual. For most of the paint I use is a liquid flowing kind of paint. The brushes I use more are sticks rather than the brush. The brush doesn't touch the surface of the canvas. It's just above.
The flowing lines here certainly have a calligraphic quality about them, and the sweeping arcs give a real sense of Pollock's arms swinging just above the canvas. He tended to work in trance-like bursts, only stopping when he felt the painting looked as it should. He said that the floor allowed him to be completely in a painting, almost unaware of what he was doing, so the painting took on a life of its own. Pollock often listened to jazz while he worked. Summertime No. 9A is probably the closest anyone could get to a visual representation of jazz without actually writing notes on a stave. Pollock's exuberant lines are a direct expression of pure feeling, reflecting his belief that the modern artist is working and expressing an inner world, in other words, expressing the energy, the motion, and other inner forces. It's because of his liberation of the line from its traditional function of depicting objects that he's considered to be one of the major exponents of abstract expressionism. The textures of this work tell us that it wasn't made quite as spontaneously as first appears. Some of the paints here are wrinkled and cracked, whereas others are not. That's because Pollock used two different kinds of paint. Conservation expert Tom Lerner.
The black and the silver-grey paints, we know from analysis, are a form of house paint. In many areas, you can see wrinkling in the surface. This is a common phenomenon in house paints when they are applied a little bit too thickly. A skin can form on the surface, and as the underlying parts dry, so wrinkling forms. And compare that to the artist oil paint, the bright yellows, the two blues, the reds, the greens, the ochres, probably taken straight from the tube and applied in a traditional manner with a paintbrush. You can see distinct cracks, vertical and horizontal, in the black and grey areas, whereas the artist oil paint is still pretty flexible and no cracks are apparent there. Another big difference between the types of paint would be in the drying time. The first part of the painting would have been the canvas laid flat on the ground. The house paint was then poured and dripped. And then Pollock, after maybe a day or two, once that house paint had dried reasonably quickly, would have come back with these far more calculated, carefully placed areas of bright artist colour. So although this painting appears extremely spontaneous, I think the evidence from the different kinds of paints being used show that, in fact, there was a huge amount of planning that went into it.